USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Henri has weakened into a tropical depression, but is still dumping heavy rains across southern New England. The storm made landfall Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island after weakening from hurricane strength. Henri is forecast to continue dumping rain through Monday night, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Long Island, New England, and parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, with isolated totals of 10 to 12 inches possible in northern New Jersey and southern New York. As a result, flash flood watches and warnings are also in effect across the region. And at least 21 people are dead from severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says that another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials in the county about 50 miles west of Nashville say that search and rescue operations are still underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The governors of several states have made statements over the past week that they would welcome Afghan refugees to their states. Three Balkan countries, Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia, have also offered to take in some of the thousands of refugees fleeing Kabul. Senator Jody Ernst says that the U.S. should also welcome Afghan refugees. The Iowa senator tells ABC's This Week that they need to be fully vetted before arriving in the United States.
Well, we want to welcome those that are fully vetted. That is extremely important that we make sure they are vetted before they touch down on American soil. And that is why it is so important that we continue working with these third country nations, providing them whatever support we can within those countries. And this is where President Biden, unfortunately, has really, he has messed it up. I'll just put it out there. Of course, with our international community, with his haphazard withdrawal, if we had been working with those allies, those partner countries, this would have been a lot easier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the U.S. is set to roll out a third dose of COVID vaccine for anyone who's fully vaccinated, the question of side effects is being raised. Tim Berg reports.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.